Welcome to Heathen in the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. My name is Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
Today, we are talking on this very freakiest of Fridays about Colonia Dignidad.
What the hell is that?
What is Colonia Dignidad? Well, Colonia Dignidad was an isolated colony of Germans established in post-World War II Chile by immigrant Nazi Germans, which became notorious for torture, murder, sexual child abuse, gun smuggling, and Nazi affiliation.
Wow.
Throughout, basically through the late 60s into, the mid-90s, there were Nazis still actively doing Nazi shit in South America in secret in these.
That's crazy. Yeah.
In my research of all of this, there is no way that I could cover this, everything of this story within a 45, so I'm just going to skim it and give you the highlights,
the dirty details.
And then I want you to go look up Colonia Dignidad and go down this rabbit hole of fuckery, because it's insane, it's disgusting, and I had no idea that there were still active Nazis, full-on active German Nazis. I mean, they're probably still there, I'm sure, because it was only until the late 90s that this little sect of them stopped.
Right. So I'm sure it's still there.
So I'm sure it's still going on, and there's definitely some.
That's weird. I had no idea that was still there either.
Full on. And to go into the next question, because it led me down another rabbit hole. Why the fuck are there Germans? There's as of right now, there are 400 Germans, in German. 400,000, I'm sorry, Germans in German exclusive colonies and towns in South America right now. And the reason for that, it's mixed. In the early 1900s, Germany was in basically, a financial crisis. Their economy was in the shitter. So there was a lot of, I guess, good Germans that moved there in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Just to flee their shitty economy. And then,
so that's where they decided that they were going to take up their new residence.
Yeah.
Everyone started moving to South America.
Yeah. Because I don't know. It just seemed like
a place to go.
I guess
it's just harder to be found.
So, well,
there is a lot of vast.
No, those ones weren't Nazis. They just were fleeing the government. And South America was a place that they could get citizenship easily.
I see.
And then after World War II, there were 10,000 Nazis that they believe escaped to South America. And they did it because there were already German communities established in South America. And most of them went to Argentina for the most part.
Right.
And including possibly Adolf Hitler. There's been some evidence in the last couple of years that Adolf Hitler may not have died.
I mean, I had read about that somewhere.
The way
but
that we thought he did.
I just feel like it's weird to think that he could have been alive longer than what we have thought.
Because after his supposed death, the Russian government supposedly claimed his corpse for whatever reason. And then a couple of years ago, they did DNA tests
on the skull.
Yes,
why did it take so long? Is it because of the technology or is it just because they were being lazy?
Yeah, basically being lazy. They just were, staking a claim to Hitler's skull. And then some DNA experts came in and took DNA samples from the teeth, because it was nothing but a skull at this point.
Right.
And found out that the skull that they thought was Hitler's skull was the skull of an early 30s female. So we don't know what the fuck happened to Hitler.
Interesting.
And there were a lot of documentation.
That's
and
weird.
Eyewitness accounts
How did they even
Hitler.
Not know that? Does that mean that they put the they would have taken the body when it was already bones?
Well, there have always been rumors that Hitler escaped to Argentina, but everybody thought that they were just fun rumors, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they know that
it
that's
could be
not
true.
Hitler's skull, Hitler may have escaped
to Argentina.
But that's not what we're talking. But that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about a man named Paul Schaefer, who started the colony. Well, basically...
Well, so who is that?
Yeah, I'll tell you who he is first. Paul Schaefer was a child service worker in Western Germany who basically got accused of, like, sexual, like, child molestation and lost his social service job in the 1940s and then became obsessed with an American preacher by the name of William Branham. Mm-hmm. Who was also the culty preacher that inspired Jim Jones to start the Jonestown
massacre this guy situation. Is just no good.
Yeah.
Giving everybody the wrong ideas.
And this William Fantastic. Branham had a prediction. He had a prophecy?
Oh, yes.
That there was going to be a nuclear holocaust in Europe, most of Europe. So this... the Paul Schaefer guy, basically, you know, after becoming a preacher and getting all of these followers, and basically kind of halfway starting a cult in Germany, whenever this, prophecy came up, he talked all of his followers in the late 60s into moving to Chile and just waiting it out. And, you know, they were just going to start, a utopian Germany weirdo colony there.
Right, and which never works out.
No.
Never works out.
No.
Groups always turn into weirdness after a while.
Yeah, and it did definitely turn into a full-fledged cult whenever they all went to South America.
Mm-hmm.
Of
course it did, because why wouldn't it?
Well, first of all, he bought a bunch of property in Chile and put razor wire up around it and, watchtowers and, spotlights and all that sorts of shit, built a school and a hospital and had it set up like it was like this little German paradise in the middle of Chile. But then he started basically separating men and women and then separating the children from the adults because he believed that he wanted them to think that he believed that every child's problem is because of the parents, so he thought that people beside the parents should be raising the kids. But really what he was doing was just, you know...
Getting them alone
and abusing them and torturing them and doing terrible things to them.
This is... why... How do people do these things? I'm actually disgusted by the fact that, people actually can do these things. And what's worse is, he's just getting away with it.
Yeah, this charade went on from the early 70s until the mid 90s. And, they, not only that, they were cause there were active Nazis there. And he was most of the higher ups in his colony were Nazis.
Right.
He wasn't a Nazi, but the people he was affiliated with were Nazis and they were doing weapons smuggling and basically, preparing for the Third Reich. They believed that this nuclear holocaust was going to happen, that most of Europe was going to be destroyed, and then South America was going to be, the new Nazi base.
I see. So that's the reason why they were migrating there in a way?
Yes. Huh. Well, some of them. Okay. After World War II, that's what it was about.
Right.
I'm not saying all Germans in South America are Nazis.
But there's a large majority of them.
There is a large majority of
them being reported.
Yes.
That's really crazy.
To this day.
That's crazy because I really, when you think about it, you think of that as something that's happened so long ago.
Yeah.
That you don't think about it as much. And then you realize that it's still happening. Just how slavery is still happening in Africa. But we would just pretend that's not happening or whatever.
It started out as a, kind of a utopian farming cult.
Right.
They were all growing their own
it's
food.
Let's just be peace, love, and grow our food, man.
And it didn't necessarily go into full-blown cult until he secluded everybody in Chile.
Right.
Because they were still in Germany as a cult for I want to say 20 years. And he was just making them work for free and it was...
Okay, so like how long did this go on for? Because obviously it's not like the guy was really under investigation.
No, because he fled to Chile. Like the he was wanted in Germany for ch sexual abuse, which was another reason that they fled. He was obsessed with his preacher and thought that the Holocaust thing was going to happen, like the second, like the nuclear Holocaust. But also he was fleeing because the German government was after him. So it was like killing two birds with one stone. So he escaped Germany, started it
But he had a
in.
record.
Yes, he did. He already had a record in Germany at this point
Right,
of like
so
child
definitely
molestation.
guilty.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
Wow. Okay, guy.
But
So he's fled.
they basically, in I think 1966 is what I read, moved to Chile, and everything was hunky dory for a while for him. And then in the mid 90s, two of his victims escaped the camp and went to the German embassy in Chile. Told the German embassy, like, there's this guy, he's been like abusing kids and like murdering people and like torturing kids and blah blah blah. So the German embassy tells the Chilean government. The Chilean government storms the facility. He's nowhere to be found. Well, it turned out like years later that there were underground bunkers there that he had built. He was hiding underground for
Of
years,
course.
so they couldn't find him anytime they came. And then he disappeared, completely disappeared in 1997. And they had no idea for a long time where the
So where
hell
the
he
hell did he
went.
go?
They found him in, let's see,
Was
I've
he
got
in his
this written
bunker or
down.
whatever?
No, he actually left, took some of his like higher ups, like his caretakers, because at this point he was an old man.
Right.
So he like took all of his caretakers and like the people that he was closest to in the camp, and like disappeared to it was cl it's like 40 kilometers or 25 miles from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and they the South American government found him there in a like townhouse in a gated community, just like living his retirement
The real
years with his
question is, how the hell did he
caretakers.
get to Argentina?
He escaped. Like, I mean,
I mean, I know, but like, wouldn't they have put him on an alert list or something?
they
I
would
mean,
have, but they probably he probably wasn't using his name. Like, it was he was basically hiding out in this townhouse in a gated community close to
Right.
Argentina. And then the Chilean government caught wind of that, went and like stormed his house and arrested him. And yeah,
Which is
that's
what
how they
he
found him.
deserved.
Yeah. But let's see, what was
I
the
don't know what's worse. I don't know what's worse, the fact that he's actually getting away with it or the fact that he actually like
He basically got away with it.
right.
I mean, he was like arrested and sentenced. Let's see. In he was caught in 2005. In May of 2006, Schaefer was sentenced to 20 years in prison for abusing 25 children, and was ordered to pay $1.5 million, or 770 million pesos, to all 11 of the victims that pressed charges against him. And he went to prison and it lived there until April 24th of 2010. He died of heart failure in a prison hospital at the age of 88.
Well, you know what? He definitely got a way easier ride out of life
Way
than he
easier.
deserved.
Way easier. Way easier. He basically got away with all of it, more or less, because he was an old man by the time he got caught.
Like it's so annoying that he even got away with that.
Yeah.
But what's worse is I think that all I mean I know that there was so many people that was there,
There was,
and it
well,
just seems like I mean I know that we're gonna get to that, but I'm just saying I feel like there should have been more suspicion of everything that was going on a lot faster than what it was. It just feels like it took a long time.
yes, that's true. I mean, that is true. Like,
A
there
really long
were
time.
suspicions. There were suspicions because it came up in like the late 80s that like he had been abusing kids again, and
It's
he
like
basically
oh
suckered.
hi, I'm still doing my same shit.
Well, he basically. Like, it did come up a couple times, but he basically would keep suckering his followers because he had everybody separated. Men and women lived in different parts of, like, the property.
But you just think that they would have, like, caught wind. Because I just feel like I would have, if it was me at all, I don't think I would allow anyone to separate me from my child.
No.
Not for any reason.
No.
Not for any reason at all. And I know that they were kind of all brainwashed or whatever, but you just think that more of this would make sense, or like this somebody would kind of think like, hey, this is kind of suspicious.
Well, they were also being held captive there. So there were a lot. They did know that it was going on.
There's also more of them than there is of him.
True, but like he also had followers that were like the Nazis and child molesters along with him that were... You know, anytime somebody would like go against the rules, he'd have them like taken out into the woods and shot. So
that's how he got away with it. Well, he needs to be taken out into the woods and shot.
Yeah.
He's actually
towards the end of it, part of the reason that he decided to leave is because he had the men and the women separated from each other too. So no babies were being made. So all the kids were growing up. There weren't any kids left. So he, like, took off. And, there weren't no kids left to touch.
Just disgusting.
So I know, it's fucking gross. Like, I'm not going to tell you everything that he did to these kids because
that's
more of a Murder Monday situation.
Yeah, you just need to, like,
it was terrible. It was terrible. Murdering or killing some of them was... on the lower side of the evil compared to some of the other stuff that he was doing and having done to them.
I just feel so awful for these people. And even though they're kind of shitty because they're Nazi.
Well, not all of them were Nazis. The kids that were still left
there. I'm saying the fact is that they were all kind of like affiliated with some kind of Nazi person. And so it just kind of is like, ew. But then, you know, also they don't deserve this shit either. And especially the children. The children are the victims here. And truly, they deserved way more justice than what they got from the situation.
Well, the Chilean government, basically, after Schaefer got caught and, like, prosecuted and blah, 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 and died and all that, they granted all of the victims, like, there were other people that were charged along with Schaefer. But all of the kids and the victims that grew up and pressed charges against him and all of that, the Chilean government basically granted them amnesty to Chile and were like, you can either go back to Germany if you want to, or you can stay here and just live your life out here. Like, and that's what most of them did. There's a lot of them that have just stayed there because it's the only place they know. And as of 2019, they renamed it Villa Bavaria. And it's now a tourist attraction where you can, like, rent it out for the weekend.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird.
I would like to not.
Is now you can, like, rent rooms there and, like, have weddings. It's a resort now.
You know what? I feel like you're, no, not a resort.
Well, even, like, some of the victims.
A nightmare.
Some of the
victims. A complete nightmare.
Have come forward recently and they're like protesting, and so are like some of the Chilean citizens that have like found out what was going on.
Right.
They are protesting and they want it to be basically marked as a national like memorial monument rather than it being like a tourist attraction for fun. They want to make it a memorial for all of the victims and the people that were killed and harmed and imprisoned there for damn near 40 years.
Right. And that's really like,
and that's
really what it needs to, really they didn't need to like knock it to the ground, but if they really want to just keep it for some kind of reason, those would be way better
than trying
to turn it into a freaking wedding venue.
They're trying to turn it into a memorial for the victims is what they're trying to do. But yeah, that is,
that's extremely uncomfortable.
That's the gist.
I just wish they didn't do that.
No, it's terrible. Well, I mean, it was like the children. It was the victims that.
I know. I'm saying I just like
kept it going, but
yeah, but like it's just awful. And then really, I mean, like there's a special place in hell for that guy. But
and he still to this day, even though he's dead now, he still has followers that are like devout, like followers of the like the preachings of this William Branham guy.
Mm.
Like there are still some of his, like, it's weird. It's like the Mormon guy that got sent to prison. several years back, and he's still got, like, followers that, like, are worshiping him, basically. And then, like, Charles Manson's been dead since, like, 2018, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he still has, like, cult followers. Like,
right.
It's crazy how, like, even after the people are gone, these, like, bullshit teachings and, like, just crazy shit still goes on. I don't understand it, but, I mean...
I guess it's just something about that loyalty, eh?
I mean, I understand, like, the cult mentality, but the cult that I grew up in was nowhere near that severe.
Right. I mean, well, obviously there's different levels of...
Yeah.
Of, what do you call?
Just
severity, right?
Yeah.
Like, the severities of everything. But just what I think is most worst of all is just, like I said, he didn't get what he deserved. He also... It's awful that a lot of people get away with a lot of things. And I feel like a lot of times it just isn't because it's a lot to do with, like, the systems that are around it. Just people not really doing their jobs the way they should. But also the fact that, like, you know, unfortunately, like, the world is going to always have victims everywhere somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be a victim somewhere. And as much as we do our best to try to, like, you know, keep those from happening, the fact that was even happening, like, up until not that long ago.
Yeah, like, 97. Like,
it's crazy because I had no idea that even existed. So that just lets you know how oblivious you can be.
It was going on at least until 97 because that's when he disappeared. And
right.
It started, I mean, if you want to go back to his early years, it started in the 40s.
Right.
And went until 97. And he didn't die until 2010.
Oh, that's weird. I just feel like he definitely was, like, doing...
And I'm telling you, I only... This is the tip of the iceberg. Like, I told you almost nothing. I mean, I could have easily made this, like, a 5-hour episode. Easily. There's so much information. And I could do, like, 10 episodes on...
But I have no patience, so I'm not going to go
just,
for that.
No, I'm saying I could do 10 episodes just on, like... Nazi activity and, like, the Nazis fleeing after World War II and the possibility that Hitler was living in Argentina until his, you know, ribald years.
Right.
Fucking Adolf Hitler may not have died. I could make, like, 10 episodes on that. Like, the rabbit hole I went down today researching for this episode, like, could make a person go fucking insane.
Just going on and on and on.
Yeah. Like, it's like around every corner of research, you're like, oh my God, like, you have to be kidding me. Like, there's no freaking way. Like,
it's still happening.
Yeah. Like, there
this
are
is still happening.
There are still Nazi communities, like full on German Nazis living in South America today.
Wow.
Insane. There's 400,000 Germans overall living in South America, like I said earlier, and that blew my mind in itself, like, because I knew that there was some, like, German immigrants that moved there in the early 1900s, and that, you know, there are some white supremacists within that. I mean, anytime
right.
you get, like, large groups of white people, you're going to wind up with some radicals. I mean,
right.
large groups of any people separated from their... Like, their surrounding cultures, you're going to get radicals. It's just white people are a little more radical with it.
Well,
typically.
You know, I mean, the leeway is there.
Yeah.
Can't
it's
deny
crazy.
That.
I'm not. It's not funny. It's just.
I mean, I laugh when I'm nervous.
It's fucking.
I feel like there's just so much of this that you're just kind of like.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
It's freaking insanity. But yeah, man. So that's that basically is the gist of Colonia Dignidad, a.k.a. Villa Bavaria.
Right.
The new name. The tourist resort name.
They just need to call it Villa La Death and turn it over to the...
Well, they're wanting to do something like...
Authorities to do the thing that they were going to do with the thing.
They're wanting to do something like what Germany did with Auschwitz,
uh-huh.
or in like the concentration camps and the death camps and
yeah.
the labor camps in Germany. They're wanting to turn it into like a memorial like that. Like, it's not supposed to... They don't want it to be like a happy place people go for vacation. Like, this is a place that people are going to go to pay their respects
right.
to the victims.
As they should be.
And like, there are countless people that were murdered and... murdered and buried on the property, and like they want it to be like a memorial for those people too, because like they never even found their bodies. Whenever the Chilean government stormed them the first time, they dug up all of the bodies and like liquid cremated them,
yeah,
and threw them in the river.
And how do wait like, back up
it was like
liquid a, cremated them
it was a chemical cremation. Yeah. They basically like melted them with acid and threw them in the river so that nobody could find these bodies. So okay. There's like countless unaccounted children and adults and people that were like trying to fight against this Nazi pervert. And like that they're trying to make it a memorial slash grave site for those people so that their families have a place to remember them by. And
I don't think I'd want to go back.
No, there's no way in hell.
No, thank you.
No way.
You could just burn it down for me.
Yeah.
Just burn the whole thing down. It's a whole trap.
I'd help them blow it up.
It's a whole travesty. Just please get rid of it.
If I was them.
Never. Never again.
Well, that sums up Freaky Friday.
That was freaky indeed.
And
disturbing as hell.
I lost my mind a little bit researching that today. I accidentally stumbled across it on a Joe Rogan episode that like popped up on my like YouTube suggestion because I was looking up like Germanic culture. I like look up like ancient pagan Germanic culture, so every now and then like that kind of stuff pops up.
Yeah.
And went down a huge rabbit hole, and Shay was like, "What are we talking about today?" And I was like, "You're never gonna fucking believe this." but if you want to check us out on our social media, you can find us at Heathen and Hedge Podcast on both Instagram and Facebook. You can check out our Patreon. We have our First Murder Monday episode there posted that you can look at. We'll have another one coming this Monday. And yeah, that's going to be all of it for today.
Thank you all so much for tuning in for this episode of Heathen and the Hedge Podcast. I'm Shay.
I'm Merlin.
And we will catch you all on the next one. Blessed be.
Love you guys.
And peace.